Hey, welcome to Love Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and today we're talking about what makes a happy life. It's up to each of us to define our own version of a happiness, but it's also helpful to learn how others define contentment. So really, it all comes down to the important facts that what makes us happy in the long run in our world. So number one, togetherness. The happiest people experience a sense of contentedness, connected with the person, and they smile often and they have a good relationship with other people around them, and being grateful for the small things in life. And number two, money shouldn't really be making you happy at all. It's a founder that it is not really ideal. It's expectation that is unnecessary. It's not okay. It's not healthy. It doesn't make us happy at all. It makes us feel unhappy within. So number three, health. Happy people take care of their well-being, eating well, exercising, getting enough sleep, but also a sense of balance about it too. So when you eat plenty of baked foods and not so good stuff, it makes your body feel yuck. So really take care of yourself. And number four, freedom. People who work for themselves or have good degree in their roles of anything generally happy, their happiness increases when people had time for the activities they love, and particularly when they aren't bound to a lot of commute to work. So number five is trust. Trust countless are those where people feel a sense of safety, security, and about where they live and where there's an absence of corruption in both businesses and politics can make us feel a little uncomfortable. So number six, kindness. Simple kindness is the best thing. When we do good, we feel good, right? So when we find ways to make others happy through acts of kindness, we then generate happiness for ourselves. And that's when gratitude comes in. So when we think of these things, it makes a huge difference. And this is why I like writing in a gratitude journal and writing down what made me feel content that day. And looking back on those things and going, oh, wow, that's amazing. The most simplest thing can actually help us feel a lot happier within ourselves. So happy individuals view, think about events and life circumstances in a more positive way, and unhappy people spend more time dwelling on negative aspects of events in life. So that's not ideal, but we do that. That's our worst enemy. And the past, while happy people are able to evaluate negative events in a more positive way and productive way, but we also learn that it's not okay to think of these negative thoughts. So what happens is that we find a way of appreciation and dealing with it in a positive manner. So what can you do today that is going well? Write down what is going well for you in your partner, social, family, health, career, finances, and personal growth, creativity, self-image, and contribution to society. What is it that is going well for you in this moment of those things? And really look back and go, oh my God, that's amazing. You know, these things can actually help us see things in a different perspective. So what went well, exercise is great to help us. What went well and why? And that helps us to actually really see it in a different perspective, compared to the negative outcomes. So I hope this helps you guys to actually really see things in a different perspective. And I will see you on the next episode.